Hello everyone, welcome to the call. Let's get started. What we're going to do today is take you into a grounded space first, and then we will, as you focus on breathing and focus on the baseline techniques of this work that we will do with and for you today. Then we will describe things. We always include a teaching as we do the meditation with you. And as we do the energy work. And so we want to give you this entire package today, but we want to get you in a grounded state as soon as possible. During this call, you are listening currently to Jehudi. This is the Ascended Master Jehudi speaking, also known as Thoth and Saint Germain and Merlin. And yet during this call, also the Archangel Metatron, also known as Sariel, as one of the channel's guides, is here as well. He may or may not speak, but each of us will be working, so to speak, multidimensionally through this channel to do energy work on you. When we come to that point, we will ask you for your permission to step into your space, whether you're hearing this live on the call on 15th February, or whether you hear this months, years, decades later. Our frequencies exist outside time. The vibration that we offer will be captured, the healing affecting vibration will be captured in the channel's voice on this recording. And so, at any time you hear this, and I encourage all of you, if you're hearing it once, to listen to it a number of times over time to experience the effects. But we will come in. This is a marker of our frequencies, and in this particular case, combined to do this energy work for you. Please get comfortable where you are. Close your eyes. And let your breathing be easy and relaxed and full. Just notice where there may be tension in your body. Another way of saying this is please scan your body or visit your awareness to the different places in your body. And just notice what's there. Some tension will easily and simply be okay with leaving as soon as you put your attention on it. And some of it may not, and let this be okay. Do not fret over the tension. Just decide that all tension that can leave, that you can relax and let go. All tension that can, at this point, go. Make sure you are comfortable in your body. Make sure you are seated or reclined in a position that is going to be comfortable for you. If you have not worked with us before, meaning if you have not done these meditations with this channel, or if you have not established a working relationship with us separately, independently, we would kind of prefer that your feet are flat on the floor, whether you are wearing shoes or not. Because we're going to be teaching you this deep grounding exercise in a moment, and we want you to have your attention on your feet and the feeling of the feet against the surface, whatever surface, the inside of your shoe or the floor, is important and can help. So we want you to now extend cords down from the bottoms of your feet and your root chakra, also known as the first chakra, which is located at the anus. When you descend these cords down into the earth, your target is the center of the earth. Imagining it makes it happen. One of the little tips and tricks for you as a divine being living a human experience is imagination actually works. Imagination is how vision starts to create the reality around you. Not as in science fiction and cartoons, but some science fiction. Not that anything is possible when you could actually suddenly fly around the world without any machines, but working with the universe, working with the laws of nature, many, many things can be co-created in wonderful ways through imagination. So you're sending cords down into the center of the earth. This is rooting you and anchoring you. And now, please begin breathing the energy of the earth on your inhales up into your body, drawing it up into your body. If you have not done this with us before, or if you have not done this before, this may be a little tricky or weird or uncomfortable, but we want you to bear with us and stick with it and focus on it. You will again, as we said earlier, you will have this recording. You can do it as many times for practice as possible. Your breathing is relaxed and full, drawing this energy up into your body. Now on the exhales, just relax, just release the energy. Just keep it, but let go of it. It will stay in your field. We're tuning you to the frequency of the earth, tuning your awareness to the vibration of the earth itself, which is a gigantic, fantastically large mother-type being to every person and animal and being while embodied on the planet. So please accept this support from the earth. Speaking about the topics of addiction and, or no, not addiction, depression and anxiety. The channel has recently done that, so this is on the tip of his tongue. And they can be related. Speaking about depression and anxiety, grounding to the earth is one of the primary things that you need to do. This is central to all the work we do with you, every single call, everything that we do with you, through this channel and elsewhere. But for these particular emotional states and these particular issues, the grounding is simply imperative, absolutely critical. So this is your job, is to get used to this. And again, if you haven't done it before, then today it might be a little practice round for you in some way. But as you continue to do it, you deepen your openness to it and your ability to do it grows. Breathe the energy of the earth up into your body fully. Let it come all the way up through your legs, all the way up through your hips, torso, up to your shoulders, down your arms to your hands and fingertips, and then up through your neck and up to your head, up to the top of your head. Filling this body of yours, this energy field, connected to a body with the energy of the earth. Now, please leave these cords where they are, and please shift your attention to your crown, which is on the top of your head, the seventh chakra, for those of you familiar with that lingo. We want you to open that chakra and be very intentional. Do not just open it willy-nilly and start sucking something in. Open it and draw in loving energy from the cosmos, from your guides, from Saint Germain, another face of Jehudis, one of the beings working with you today. Supportive, loving energy from the cosmos. It exists just as supportive, loving energy exists within and from the earth. Opening this crown chakra on your inhales, breathing this energy down into your body, and make sure it gets down to your fingertips, down through your shoulders and arms, down through your chest and abdomen, down to your hips and down to the bottoms of your feet. This is a very different frequency of energy. Breathing this energy in, and when you're done, simply release. Let it stay there. And when you get very good at this, you'll notice the cords in the earth still attached. You will notice that feeling. This is what we want you to cultivate. Breathing from the crown in. And exhaling. Okay, now we're going to ask you to breathe in through each source simultaneously, from above and below at the same time. Essentially, we're asking you to relax your root and your crown and then focus on drawing this energy into your body on your inhales. So the focus should not be on doing something particular, but relaxing the upper seventh and lower first chakras. Drawing each different energy into your body, letting them mix in the middle. They will naturally mix in the middle. They will meet around your heart center. And your inhales or your exhales relax. A few more breaths of this, we're asking you to tune yourself to be a bridge between heaven and earth, so to speak, between the cosmos and the earth, your spiritual nature and your physical embodied self. Now, relax the size of the openings in these chakras. Relax the root chakra open just a little more. And then on one or two inhales later, relax the crown a little more, drawing in even more energy so you almost don't know how you'll contain it. We want you to fill yourself with this energy, knowing that you have the support of the earth because the earth always exists beneath your feet. And knowing that all of the beings behind the scenes, such as myself, and the other beings we work with. All of the synchronous networks of connections of people who show up synchronistically to help you. Your guides, your deceased relatives and ancestors who are there to help you. You have to decide that you are always supported. This is one of the tasks of our call today that we will ask you to work with in a moment. You are breathing in from each source, above and below. You are noticing if you are not relaxed, and you are choosing to be relaxed in the first root chakra or seventh crown chakra. Filling yourself with this energy, these two sources of energies. If you did this long enough, all the things in your life would be cleaned up. Meaning if you were to do this for 40 minutes or an hour every day, you would find a bunch of other things in your life that seem out of balance, including the particular issues that brought you to sign up for this call or to get this MP3, the depression and anxiety, and anything else related to it or stemming from it. You would see with more clarity how to work with these issues in a conscious way. Now, continue doing that on your inhales and from each source. And on your exhales, open the fourth chakra. Just allow the fourth chakra, your heart center, is located in the center of your chest. Allow it to open gently. And as you have been breathing in through these other sources, now on your exhales, breathe out through your heart chakra, out from your chest. This may feel soothing, it should. And if it isn't working, if you're not noticing an effect, it's okay. Just understand that certain things in that fourth chakra, certain emotional things that we will be working with today, might need some attention in order for you to feel fully that you can relax and really give in to allowing something to come out of your heart. Because what happens is, when you decide to live a heart-centered life, when you decide to open your heart in any given moment, let alone every day, to live that way, whatever is stored there will want to and try to come to the surface. And in some of you, or many of you hearing this, what wants to come to the surface, what is imbalanced, that is trying to seek resolution by coming into conscious awareness so that you may do something about it, is an emotional memory that is very difficult to deal with. And that is the source of both depression and anxiety. So continue breathing in from each source, above and below, and then out through your heart chakra, generating love because you're choosing to do it. Essentially, you could even be in a bad mood. You could sit there. Even right now, you could be feeling depressive or anxious. You could be feeling angry. You could feel any kind of distressing or negative, difficult emotion. But if you focus on opening this heart, you are generating energy. The energy that is generated from the heart in a conscious way is love. So we're asking you to be willing to do this. And actually, we're asking you to do this exercise every time you get angry. Now, we need to feel anger. When we're humans, we need to feel the full range of emotion. And yet, this is something that will help you come out of anger in a graceful way. Part of you will resist, as the channel learned this from us years ago, specifically from Jehudi, not from everybody on this call, the other beings working here. It would sometimes take him 20 or 25 minutes to allow his heart to relax because he was holding on to anger. And he understood, and we told him that this was okay. You are in the process of learning to become the source of love for yourself. You are in the process of learning to generate love as the remedy to what ails you. This is what you're doing as a human. If you have heard this from us before, you'll know before we even say it. We repeat it ad nauseum. As a spirit, as a part of divine consciousness, cosmic intelligence, creator energy, goddess, god, etc., you are here as a human to learn about what love is, where it comes from, and who's responsible for giving it to whom. This is the journey, these three things, learning it. That's why you are embodied. Creator energy, intact and whole, cannot know love. Cannot understand receiving love, cannot understand needing to learn how to become the source of love. Simply cannot. So the decision was made to learn from each other, bouncing off discrete pieces of each other, forgetting who we truly are, failing sometimes to recognize the divinity in another person, learning about what love is, where it comes from, and who's responsible for giving it to whom. As you work with us, ideally, you are adapting to this fast-track idea of just decide already, please, to become the source of love, and you will circumvent quite a lot of garbage that you have been repeating and cycling through over many, many lives. Continue breathing in from each source, above and below, and then out through your heart chakra, relaxing your chest, relaxing your heart, deciding that whatever may come up, you can handle. Deciding that you are supported in this process. Deciding that whatever experiences have come to you could not have come to you if you were not strong enough to be able to work with it in time. Please make the decision that all of the experiences that have caused you harm in any way, whether slow or sudden, traumatic or slowly stressful, whether through relationship or through your own choices, whether through an individual interaction or an interaction with a mass of people or a group, make the decision that every single thing that you have experienced that has been hurtful, in fact, has served your journey to learn about what love is, where it comes from, and who's responsible for giving it to whom. Making that decision is an act of divine power. We want you to become powerful, not so that you are 10 stories high and can be the king or queen of the hill, but so that you are in conscious interaction with the world around you as its creator, as its creator, as its co-creator. Breathing in from each source above and below and then out through your heart, relaxing your heart, deciding that you're strong enough to handle whatever may come up. I want you to continue this process, and now we're going to begin the teaching part. We have kind of edged into it, but we want to say some very specific things to you about the sources of depression and anxiety, and then we will do energy work. And we will mix in energy work with this teaching. Actually, right now, please make the decision, if you are willing to have us come into your space through vibration, as it's captured in this channel's voice. Please say, yes, please, silently in your mind. Yes, please, come into my space. I'm willing to receive help. Thank you in advance for all of your support and whatever you can do for me today. If you are uncomfortable with this, or perhaps you gung-ho signed up for this call and now say, gosh, I don't know, that's okay. You'll have the recording later. You can listen. You don't have to do anything. We respect your free will. We don't go anywhere where we are not consciously, actively invited. Okay. Part of the reason we have done this is that there will be specific moments of doing energy work, but then also if you decide to let our vibration in, as the channel speaks this teaching, we can thread in some work as you listen to have your frequency adapting to ours, adjusted by ours. Spending time with us is upgrading your relationship with who you are as a divine being. Putting into context some of those human things, so as those human perceptions and ideas and beliefs of your personality, which is necessary, but which, as it tends to be centered in your conscious, linear, logical mind, it can take over, appointing itself dictator for life, and then you're stuck with its meanderings and its recycling of the negativity or the defeated thing. We want to turn you on to being all of yourself, so we will do this in kind of a indirect way as we speak. And this is the effect of all channeling. It seeks to affect your consciousness. So just state that intention. If you are willing to be positively affected, then this will end up relaxing a part of you and you can take in more of this vibration. Now, with depression and anxiety, the channel asked us in the beginning of planning this event, what is the link between these two? As he has worked with clients, he can find similar sources, but not one particular thing that may link them. And we decided to, well, before every event, we begin coming through an hour or two ahead of time. So this morning, as he was showering, we started to explain it to him. And he was amazed. He was very excited to do this call because he finally understood why we were aiming for this, why we were gathering these two seemingly distinct topics together. Depression and depressive states will seem to slow you down and make you a little apathetic, or make you a little uninterested, a little lifeless, a little not excited about things, or hopeless, this kind of thing, down that road. And anxiety, of course, keeps you ramped up so you can't sit still, you can't relax, your mind is racing, and perhaps other physiological things come into racing, your heartbeat, your blood pressure, all these things. And what is the thing that links them together? Essentially, what we want to explain to you and want you to understand is that something has happened in the past, something in this life or another life that has been repeated in this life. As you are multidimensional beings, these issues repeat themselves. These traumatic experiences, chronically stressful situations tend to repeat themselves across the timeline. And from your soul's perspective, all of them, from our perspective, all of this happens at the same time. So you, through your emotions, through your emotional body, are connected to other yous on the Earth timeline, the other lives on the Earth timeline associated with your soul that you may tend to call past lives. We prefer that you call them your soul's other lives, or the other lives associated with my soul. It is, of course, clunkier, but it is more accurate. Perhaps you have felt the weight of depression or the edge of anxiety regarding experiences you can't name. Perhaps you can't put a finger on what may have happened to you in this life that could cause this. This could be sourced in another life. It is not uncommon for the deepest emotional imprints in certain lives to bleed across the timeline and affect other people on the timeline. Now, if you're vibrating it in a certain way, that has happened to another person, you may repeat it. But sometimes you are just vibrating a feeling and you don't repeat the situation that occurred elsewhere on the timeline. That's also very common. The channel has experienced both and seen both in many, many clients, where something experienced out of proportion to his or her biography, some pain, some fear is present. This is a way to identify what we might call karmic fears. But these are imprints, deep, sometimes ridges and grooves in the emotional body that are attached to beliefs, which are karma. And so these perpetuate as they remain. A mark has been left. So with depression and anxiety, something has happened. And depression and anxiety are, in fact, two kinds of responses to that thing having happened and leaving its deep mark on your emotional body. Tied up in these two things in different ways, anger and grief. Of course, grief is the source of anger. Anger, in other words, is a covering over or an extension of pain, which can include grief. Anger becomes generated as one does not like the pain he or she is carrying. Anxiety is generated as one feels not safe, as a person feels he or she cannot sit still or relax or does not feel safe around people or in the world. Depressive states, we want to say that rather than depression. Depressive states, because many, many, many more people will routinely, more or less normally, experience depressive states, and depression gets this whole clinical thing attached to it, where meds, etc., come into play, and professionals with expensive credentials talk to you and talk at you about things, and then prescribe medicine, and drugs to alter your consciousness or to open something up or to attempt to alter the biochemical situation in your nervous system or your brain in order to make something better. When the source is a groove that has been dug into your emotional body in the form of a painful experience, a trauma. So depressive states result from a feeling of powerlessness to change something. And anger goes with this. The channel has heard it argued that depression is actually anger with the air let out of it, from the psychological point of view in your culture. So, depressive states and anxious states are related as they are responses to this groove, this dent, this bruise deep in the emotional body. So please just chew on this for a moment. As you put your attention also back on the cords into the earth and up to the cosmos, breathing in, put your attention please back on this breathing process, breathing in from each source simultaneously and then out through your heart, deciding to relax your heart, deciding that you can handle whatever is in there, deciding that you are strong enough to deal with whatever may come up as you choose to relax your heart in order to heal, to shed, release, and to be who you really are. We recently came through this channel as he has spent a great deal of time with us over the last few weeks. So we recently came through to do a teaching on healing, what healing is. He had done one several years ago that was about 2 hours long, and but this was a briefer one. This was about 20 minutes long, and essentially, your concept of healing can seem to put into your mind that there's something wrong with you. You are broken. There's something right. What we want you to understand is that things can come out of balance, and you can live an entire life with something out of balance and perceive there is something wrong with you. When there is nothing wrong with you, you are a portion of God and Goddess, divine consciousness, living life as a human, trying to figure out what love is, where it comes from, and who's responsible for giving it to whom. Along the way, you have experiences that mess with your ability to feel loved, your willingness to receive love and to give love and to become the source of love. Right now, at this juncture, we are going to come into your fields if you have already given us permission. And if you said one thing or the other and want to update it now, you're welcome to do so. Please only say yes if you are comfortable and feel that you are resonating with these ideas and the energy that we are bringing, the vibration that we're working on, working over the broadcast frequency, so to speak, over which we are speaking. Only if you feel safe. Now, if you are open, now decide that you are safe. It's kind of a little trick, but decide that you are safe. If a part of you argues or you don't believe it, this is okay. You breathe energy from each source up from the earth through the bottom of your field, from the cosmos, and from the top of your field. You breathe it out through your heart. Decide that you are safe. Decide that you are a portion of divine intelligence in a long, long process of learning, something that is very challenging to learn. Please make the decision that you are a work in progress to learn what love is, where it comes from, and who's responsible for giving it to whom. Please decide that you are in the process of learning how to become the source of love for yourself, which heals trauma, pain, suffering, grief, anger. And please decide that even if you do not now consciously know what it is that has happened to you that caused this deep groove, whether in this life or another life, please decide that you are strong enough to work through it in a gentle, conscious way that creates more wholeness and more capacity to love. The choice to generate love, as we have been teaching you in this call so far, is an expression of your divine power. And everything in your world comes down to your choice, your free will, your expression of divine power through making a choice. Ultimately, that leads you to see what making choices from states of not love, non-loving states, will get you. And this is where people hit a wall and say, wait a minute, something's wrong. I must figure something out. And then spirituality or spiritual path or healing or angels and masters or anything that is spiritual, Reiki, meditation, yoga, sometimes these things are appealed to as a route past the negativity or through the negativity. But we want you to acknowledge with absolute peace, that in any way that you may have been or may be negative regarding depressive states, regarding anxious states, that all of these reflect real events that have happened to you and your responses to them, the imprints upon and within the grooves within your emotional field. This is a way of saying, please make the divinely powerful decision that there is nothing wrong with you, but perhaps some things need to come back into balance. Now we're going to begin putting some energy into your field that is loving, that holds this frequency, that holds this space, that anchors what we were saying to you. Your job now is to continue breathing in from above and below and then out through your heart chakra, wrapping this cord of white light from your heart or allowing this ball of light, this field of light, the loving energy that emanates from your fourth chakra to gently surround you. And I want you to decide that there is nothing wrong with you and that you are willing to come back into balance. And now we're going to do some work on you through this channel's vibration and through his, as that is seated in his body. So through his body, but through his vibration. And the sound of this voice may change slightly as we introduce these different energies and frequencies. And we come down to the root. And we open up a channel up to the crown. Decide that you are a column of energy that unites heaven and earth, and that you are always safe here. Please make the decision to be open to coming back into balance in whatever way needs to happen. And please acknowledge that that will involve you deciding to become the source of love for yourself in your world. Please acknowledge that something has happened that has imprinted your emotional body in this life or other lives or both. But decide that whatever that is, well, what that is if you know, and whatever that is if you don't know, has occurred to you to teach you more about your opportunity to become the source of love. Now we step back into this root chakra and opening up this column up to the seventh. Continue breathing in from above and below and out through your heart. Drawing the energy of the earth and the loving energy, the supportive energy of the cosmos from above and below into your body and then wrapping yourself with it through this filter of your fourth chakra. And again, if this is not the easiest thing, it's okay. There's nothing wrong with you. But perhaps something in this fourth chakra will need some attention. Just acknowledge that if that is so for you. Please do not be frustrated. Ideally, even if you find yourself not feeling fully able or successful to do this, able to do it or successful at doing it as we've drawn you into this space, ideally, you can relax and just let the vibration do what it does. Let the sound do what it does as we speak through this person, this channel. Continue breathing in, please, from above and below, and then out through your heart chakra, relaxing that heart chakra a little more. Now we are going to spin your chakras one at a time. We've done this in a previous call, one other time, but we're going to do it in a little different way this time. We're going to spin each at the same time, but spin a helix up from the bottom. Now, please decide that stress that you don't need, stress that isn't teaching you, goes down through these cords into the earth. Please decide that all energies that you have picked up from the world around you and from specific others, whether you know them or not, goes down into this earth. You don't need it to tell you who you are. You don't need it for this call. You don't need it going forward. Make the decision that all debris from self-judgment, second-guessing, self-doubt that has accumulated in your chakras, that is lying around, clogging things up, that you don't need, that doesn't tell you who you are, and can't serve you going forward. Make the decision that also this debris goes down into the earth through these cords, and for all of this, thank the earth for receiving this energy on your behalf. Please always send things to the earth. The earth can transmute things. The earth is fantastically powerful, much bigger than you. The earth has agreed to be your loving parent as long as you are embodied. Accept the support of the earth and please be willing to shed these things to the earth and then be grateful. Now we'll take a moment. We're continuing to turn this helix up in this direction upward, a corkscrew, so to speak. Now, please put your attention back on these cords into the earth, and again, breathing this energy from the below and above into your body fully, deeply. Relax your abdomen, relax your chest, relax your back so that you can take in the full measure of air that your lungs and diaphragm will allow. Gently. And then you relax your heart even more. Your fourth chakra, the center of your chest, you relax it open even more. Decide that you are becoming the source of love. If that sticks in your mind, or the throat of your mind, so to speak, if that is hard to say, decide that you are willing to explore becoming the source of love. We have mentioned it several times on this call thus far, but we want to reiterate this as you spend time in this space, relaxing your fourth chakra open even more. Whatever groove exists within your space, whatever thumbprint or emotional scar exists on your emotional body that comes out in your life that makes you feel powerless or on edge. Keywords for depressive states and anxious states. The more that you decide that you are safe, the more that you decide to become the source of love and to notice what your motivations are when you make choices for yourself, the more that you work through these things and move to this place. You are expressing your divine power. Now, if you choose a destructive behavior, or to hide, or to think ill of yourself for having one of these states that is in fact a normal human state, depressive and anxious states are normal human states, just as jealousy and rage are normal human feelings. The reason these particular states, which we can think of as frequencies over which one may operate. The reason that they are clung to in certain ways is because of the grooves in the emotional body. So, as you decide to become the source of love, as you feed your aura with love that you generate in this way, you will heal this past. You cannot do it through talking. You cannot do it through blaming. You cannot do it through feeling self-righteous because you have been wronged. You cannot do it through looking at it in terms of human justice, of right and wrong. You have the divine power to carry with you the perception that you are a victim, that you perhaps are powerless, or that you perhaps cannot relax and feel safe. Or you can choose to view what has happened to you in the framework of life for thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of years, the entirety of the Earth timeline, at the points in which you have incarnated as a person. All of these many, many lives is the simple way to say it, including this one. You are being pushed to decide to become the source of love for yourself. This phrasing is very specific. You are being pushed. So will you choose to hang on to the sense of being hurt? Or will you choose to see it as part of this long, arduous journey to choose to become the source of love? Now, again, we need to recognize that something has happened. Something painful, something difficult has happened. Again, whether you are conscious of what that is or whether you are not. And yet, how you file what has happened is everything. We are giving you tools to reframe all of your life experience that has been difficult, painful, challenging, or harmful. Perhaps you came to this call thinking, well, Juhudi and Metatron may help me heal this, or may heal this. And in fact, what we're doing is putting tools and perspectives into your hands and your mind, into your toolbox, that help you come out of these states. Again, these perspectives on healing we've been discussing with the channel this week. Nobody is actually doing anything for you but holding space for you to unfold in the right way, to become conscious of what you need to alter and then alter it, perhaps give you tools, perhaps encourage you. What healers do is point the way for you to heal yourself. Now, all this vibration and energy work does help. It gives you a boost, but you are the source of love. You are the divine power in the universe. It's kind of perhaps a cliche, corny New Age phrase. That's how it strikes the ears of the channel, but this is true. You are in the driver's seat creating your reality all the time. How do you wish to create it? Do you wish to create it out of this groove, this rut, this bruise, or this indentation on your emotional body? Or do you choose to generate love until it's healed, until you can understand this situation, this experience? As important for your journey in learning about how to become the source of love. Now think about this for a moment. Think about this sentence we have given you. Every single human is learning about what love is, where it comes from, and who's responsible for giving it to whom. This describes the long-term process. But at any point in your life, you can decide to be the source of love. Now, part of that is in deciding that you are strong enough to handle whatever comes up. Please put your attention back on these cords into the earth and the cords of the cosmos, breathing this energy in, welcoming this energy into your field, being grateful to these sources of energy, essentially being grateful to yourself as divine intelligence, spread out all over the cosmos, breathing this energy deeply into your body, relaxed but deep, filling yourself up, filling all corners of your body and your being up with these supportive energies, and then breathing out through your fourth chakra, relaxing it even more so you are wide open. So that you are so heart open, you are surprised. Even you are surprised. When you achieve this level of openness, the appropriate response is basking in it. Is being it. This will cure all that ails you. Now, regarding depressive and anxious states, there are behaviors that go with each or that stem from each kind of state. Wish to say something about this now. This is how the channel had inserted the word addiction earlier in the recording, earlier in our talk today. For him, they are linked because when you look at addictions, there is, in fact, an undercurrent of a depressive or an anxious state, or both. And again, something has happened, and depressive and anxious states are reactions. Either I am powerless and I must yield, and it takes my life force. Depressive, there is no way out. There is no solution. I am not loved. I don't belong here or anywhere. Something along these lines, or all of it. Or the anxious. I am unsafe. Essentially, reliving the echo of the trauma, the thing that has happened that is painful. Any behaviors that result from one of these two or both of these states, in fact, are intended to be distractions so that you don't have to feel what you're feeling. But of course, then they tend to bring other feelings that you don't like. So for somebody who is anxious or has anxiety, say it this way, or has depressive states, and perhaps traffics in them, spends more time in them than he or she feels is healthy, because again, these are normal human emotions. To feel a little deflated, to feel a little unsafe, these are actually normal human experiences, but those who linger in those states perceive there is a good reason to do so, and it is all about the imprint that is deep under the surface on the emotional body. So all the behaviors are distractions. All the behaviors are meant to sate a feeling or to fill the hole of emptiness, the sense of vacancy, the perception of a vacuum inside. Yet there is nothing inside. So we have thus far led you into this process of generating love. Is there really nothing inside? Is it true that you are powerless to generate something that could help? Actually, we've taught you how to do this today. This is for the people who identify with the depressive state idea. When you find that there is nothing inside, decide to become the source of love. Put your consciousness into your fourth chakra. Do as we have done today. Generate energy. Call in from above and below this energies and pass it out through your heart chakra, activating that chakra. You can do this with any chakra. You can activate any chakra in this way. But becoming the source of love is the cure to what ails you, and so we have focused on this one today. And again, if you did this, if you activated through this flow any other chakra, what is stored in there, the unhappy things or difficult blocks, would come up, just as we talked about difficult emotions coming up to be resolved in the fourth chakra. So for the people who identify with the depressive state situation, choosing to generate a field of love creates a field of love. It creates a loving state from which to operate. And if you are feeling depressive because of how the world around you reacts to you, this is one cause of this. One potential cause of this. Doing this exercise that we have taught you, in fact, will change that. Because if you are generating love, you are drawing love to you. If you are generating powerlessness and frustration, you will draw that to you. If you are generating, I'm not supported and this is all meaningless, that's what you are generating, that's what you are drawing to you. So deciding to become the source of love is, in fact, one of the greatest expressions of your divine power that you could ever choose to do. For those who identify with anxious states, this description, this reality, this experience, of course, this is a normal, just like the other one and everything else, a normal human emotion that seems to stick with people as though a record is skipping because of a groove in the emotional body. You must decide that you are safe. You must decide that you are a divine being having a human experience, and that all that has happened to you that has seemed to warrant staying on edge and feeling unsafe has in fact taught you that you need to choose to become the source of love. Essentially, the thing that has happened that is echoing and rippling throughout your field that leaves you feeling unsafe. In other words, this sense of anxiety now is a ripple from the past. It's an echo. It repeats because it is in your field, constantly broadcasting. Think of somebody playing a bell over and over again. Eventually, it seems like it's supposed to be happening because the noise is ever present. It becomes a little bit of a white noise, of course, depending on the pitch of the bell and how noticeable it is. But think about that. Think of gently hitting a gong, a low tone that's pretty gentle, but it becomes the background noise. This keeps you on edge because this terrible event has happened and then the bell is being replayed. So decide that you are safe right now. Decide that all of that has happened to you has been to push you into deciding that you are safe. Nobody can make you feel safe except you. Think about that. You cannot look for safety with others. Only you can create safety, and that is through deciding that you are safe. Now, all of you, please, whether you identified with the first group or the second group or both, put your attention back on these cords into the earth and the cord up to the cosmos, breathing this energy fully into your body, being grateful to the cosmos, being grateful to the earth, being grateful to divine intelligence of which you are a part, and breathing out on your exhales through this fourth chakra, allowing this relaxing energy to fill you. To surround you and fill you. Perhaps the person may find him or herself depressive because nothing is worth doing. Nothing seems worthy of attention. Maybe it will seem as though things have played themselves out. This is a response of the mind, by the way. If you get into your heart, get into your body, and including your heart, and you generate this energy, the world itself will be reinvented around you. You will see the world through the lens of your heart chakra. Not so that you are feeling everything that ever happened to every person on the planet. Not so you are, you know, we don't want you to fail to have boundaries, but to be sensing the world around you, not simply through your ears and eyes, and your fingers and hands, not through the tools of your conscious mind, in other words, but viewing the world, exploring, approaching the world and other people through the lens of this heart. It will actually improve your radar for what is good for you and what is bad for you, because the heart, the fourth chakra, we've taught this many, many times in different contexts, and we'll bring it in now. So, for those of you who have consumed quite a lot of these teachings from us, you will have heard this at some point, probably. The heart itself is a simple circuit. It is either on or off. Think of a thermostat. It is a simple circuit, too. The data input of the temperature in the air. Think of the heater in your home. The data input is a certain number. And it is in relation to the number you set for the heating of your home. So let's say the number in your home, you have set it to 68. The number comes in at a 70. Is it above this? Yes. Stay off. Is it below it? If the number were 63. Is it below it? Yes, turn on. On or off? Black and white. When you have fed yourself with this heart energy, when you have made peace with having a body and being here and breathing these energies in and getting good at this, being comfortable, receiving support from the earth and from the cosmos itself, from your guides, from us, from all of your deceased relatives, from all the helpful angelic beings and masters who are hanging around helping, just waiting to be available, or available, waiting to help if you want help. When you are comfortable doing that and you are viewing the world through your heart, you know whether something is good or bad for you right away. The vibration either opens your heart and something feels good, something feels calm, gentle, generous, easy, flowing, or you feel conflicted, you feel stressed, you feel closed, you feel constricted, you close down, you stop flowing, you start thinking too much and you're not sure. That is a sign that it is not good for you. Now, some things that come to you that are good for you actually indicate things you are in the process of learning to balance, and so therefore, sometimes you will have a fear response in the face of something good for you, and you must work through that and learn to discern. But is it open and flowing? Yes or no? If it's no, is this something that still feels good to me? Should I work through this? Yes or no? With depressive and anxious states, everything comes down to your willingness to receive support and become receive support of these other beings and the earth and the cosmos, and then becoming loving, becoming the source of love, pulling yourself out of a pit or pulling yourself back from the edge of anxiety by knowing that you are safe, knowing that you are the divine incarnate, knowing that you are creativity embodied, and you can create this moment and the next moment to be what you want them to be. In some way, well, in many ways, we can say, the quality of your life is determined by the decisions you make because that divine will is either approaching love or stepping away from it. Your divine will, your choice. You are either always, in every choice, stepping away from love or stepping toward it. Your decision about how to behave in a moment, how to respond to what comes to you, is everything. You can choose also to take in these ideas about all experiences that have come to you, teach you about this or that. They show you what may be imbalanced. Do they reflect to you what you fear sometimes? Sometimes a fearful experience comes to a person, and the universal divine intelligence, the point from that perspective is, this person is ready to decide that he or she is already strong enough to handle it. So, whatever decision you make, whatever response you have to a certain moment, it is entirely up to you. So, working through depressive and anxious states also involves, and also not just working through a particular state, a particular moment or a week or month or something like this, a day, an hour or something, but working to recalibrate your relationship with these states, because again, they are normal human states that some of us get stuck with or stuck on, as though a skip in a record, a scratch on a record, because there is a groove in your emotional body that gets repeated. This thing gets rebroadcast over and over again. The bell gets rung. Your decision about how to respond can always change. And whatever decision you make emanates divine power. Notice how if you stop to view a pattern that disempowers you or makes you feel not that great, you see it depicting consistency. And it seems, therefore, to be evidence of what you think it means. It is, in fact, a reflection of the consistency of your choice to let it mean what it means. So what if the thing that hurt you, what if the thing that made you nervous, what if the thing that made you in a moment feel powerless, what if all of this history happened to be aggregates of individual moments, and you can draw a line in the sand now and going forward make different decisions in each and every moment? What if you've been wrong that you're not safe? What if you've been wrong that you cannot change what makes you sad, what makes you angry? What if you're wrong? Because we're telling you that you are. From our perspective, outside the space of the human game, so to speak, outside the game space, we use this image sometimes. Imagine you are on this table on top of this board playing this game. You are part of the game. We are surrounding the table, watching you do what you'll do. These beings outside the game space, ascended masters, angels, even your deceased relatives who hang around to be guides, to be helpful to you, to help you. And of course, there are aliens who come in and out to help people as guides and helpers periodically as well. All of these different beings. From our perspective, every time you make a decision about what something means, and you are not seeing it in context of learning how to be a person, which is to say, learning what love is, where it comes from, who's responsible for giving it to whom. In other words, learning in time how to be the source of love. As we said earlier, being pushed to make this decision through difficult, challenging scenarios. If you cannot view your experiences through that framework, then you are wrong about what it means. Simply put, we love you, but you're wrong. What comes to you reflects what is out of balance in your field, what you can choose to become loving in response to, and what you need to learn in order to be pushed to becoming the source of love. Being pushed to decide to become the source of love. Now we want you to briefly put your attention back on these cords into the earth and relish breathing the energy from above and below into your body. Relish feeling this expansiveness that comes through breathing out through your heart in such a focused way, as we have wanted you to continue doing, but sometimes we, as people, can get distracted by talking. Putting your attention back on this process, how good it feels to feel this state that feels perhaps unique. Perhaps you've never done this before. Perhaps this is a little more open and free and intense than before. Freeing, warming, relaxing. You should be very relaxed at this point because you are being the source of love. This is the source of relaxation. And it is the point of power, making a choice on how you will be. Now, as we tell you all these things, the parts of you that are conditioned to resort to relying on a depressive or an anxious frequency, a way of being or a mode. Now, those parts of you may say, "Wow, Judy and Metatron, you are right. Thank you." Check. Moving on. But more often than not, you must change the tendency within yourself through gentle, loving, compassionate support and making changes, making new decisions when you catch parts of you trying to divert you into anxiety or depression. Because they are conditioned to think that is the appropriate response to what is happening in a particular moment or a perceived reality of what may be happening outside you. When you decide to generate the environment around you by being the source of love for yourself and the world around you, that changes. Those parts have less traction. They see that they are wrong. And you are not somebody who needs to be on the defensive or to adopt powerlessness or throw your arms up in the air or be on edge or fill your body with chemicals that keep you feeling on edge so you feel like you have a justification for being anxious or fill yourself with chemicals or substances that make you feel down so that you feel you have a justification for being depressive, for being unhappy, or feeling unsafe. We could actually just substitute those words. Depressive, unhappy, anxious, unsafe. So we're asking you over time to retrain yourself. This is not a one-time fix. And all these recordings that we make for this channel, we encourage you to listen to them many times when you get them. This one in particular, to really work with these ideas and to get down to this groove and to become the source of love, to see the point of this, and to really change how this energy pathways in you work, it's very important that you listen to this many times. It's very important that you revisit this and that you do this process on a regular basis. Perhaps not even listening to the entire recording, but the first part where we took you deeply into that meditative space and then began the teaching. Now, we're going to change gears just a little bit. Come back into your space. So decide now to remain open to being, to having some of these old pathways and these old tendencies interfered with in a loving way, to allow us to intervene through vibration, to help support you in changing these pathways and how they work. Please decide now that you are always safe. Please decide that anything that comes to you that makes you feel unsafe is to teach you, to push you, to decide that you are safe. Decide that you are strong enough to meet anything that life brings you, because it wouldn't bring you what you cannot handle, because your life is a learning lab for your divine self, your spirit, your soul, to learn about becoming the source of love. Decide that you are always safe. And decide that while you are not in control, you are the point of power. Your choice, your free will is the point of power in this life. Soul is not something that exists outside you that you may appeal to help you. Soul is not some patriarchal god kind of energy. The concept. Soul is actually your own wisdom that fear blocks, that anxiety, that nervousness, that when you decide you're not safe, when you decide that you're helpless, when you decide that you're powerless, or you interpret events to mean those things, you cut yourself off from the natural wisdom and loving vibration of soul. So we ask you to generate energy from your fourth chakra in this way we have taught you today, and to really focus on it, and to relax into it, to allow it to happen, so that you understand that while you are not in control of everything in your life, one of the things that can make a person feel powerless, another thing that can also make people feel unsafe, you can interact consciously with the world around you through noticing, is this good for me or bad for me? Opening this way, closing that way, gently, without judgment, without fuss. That barometer of yes or no, open or closed, of the heart, the simple circuit. Open or closed, yes or no. Breathe this energy in from the earth and from the cosmos and out through your heart. Now we're going to come back in and do more energy work for you. Your job is to make the decision that all debris that perhaps has been nudged loose or has shaken loose while we have worked this process with you and explained these things and asked you to adapt to this vibration, that all debris goes down into the earth, and thank the earth for receiving it. Please include in there that all attitudes that don't work, all beliefs that don't serve you, make the decision to surrender those as well. Make the decision to adapt to this perception, of this conception that we're offering you of who you are as a divine being, being pushed over time to decide that you are the source of love, basically finding a lack of love, a lack of safety, so that you decide, I am the source of love, I am always safe. That is your job here. Kind of a long set of instructions, but you can handle it. Now, we're going to come into your field and do different things. Some of the things we will describe before we do them, some of the things as we do them. We're coming into your fourth chakra now. The now has been activated, and you have been wonderfully feeding and allowing and relaxing open. And we're going to hold this part of your field in a cradle, so to speak, a gentle, supportive posture around it. And we want to ensure that this vibration radiates out to all of the rest of your body. So we're going to actually create a container that we expand. Create a container, not constrictive, but create a space, a kind of shape around your fourth chakra. And expand it above, and expand it below, and expand it to the sides. So that you are now not just emanating this love from your fourth chakra, but now it is kind of a whole body emanation. Breathing in from above and below into your body, and then out through your fourth chakra. It is now your entire body generating this frequency of love. Now decide again that all debris, all things you don't need, all attitudes, beliefs, ideas, all emotions, all remnants of others' ideas, all energies, everything that doesn't belong to you or doesn't serve you, send it down into the earth, please. You no longer need it to tell you who you are. You no longer need it for this process or any other process. Now please decide again that you are a divine being learning what it means to be a human, that you are a work in progress. Decide that you are learning how to be pushed to becoming the source of love. And please, give yourself the benefit of the doubt that as you are in process, parts of you may not be fully on board, and whatever depressive state or anxious state or resulting behavior may not be completely finished, do not judge yourself. Decide to treat yourself with the compassion that you would for a friend or a loved one for whom you have such a great deep respect and love. You want the best for that person, and so you're gentle and you're compassionate. You're understanding. You give that person the benefit of the doubt. This is how you treat yourself as you are in process in learning to become the source of love. Because what it means is your tendencies and certain urges to behave in certain ways, you will catch yourself vibrating a frequency that is not loving, that is avoiding, that is trying to escape awareness of a situation or a feeling that you carry, or a situation you are in that stirs a feeling that you carry. You will catch this and you will say, wait a minute, those dudes were telling me that I should not judge this, but I should allow that these tendencies may still remain, and I should approach myself in a loving way. So you catch yourself. And you don't say, bad self, for wanting to do this or feel this way. You decide to say, you know what? Okay, I'm in process. This is what it looks like to change a pattern. So you decide again, I'm the source of love. I am always safe. My free will is my power. Do I choose it to be loving toward myself and therefore others, therefore the world around me as well? Am I willing to admit that I'm strong enough to handle everything that comes to me? Because it is true. Could not come to you if you couldn't handle it. You are not here to be punished or overwhelmed. You are not here to be tested to the brink of insanity with challenging situations. You are here to find out how strong you are, which is in fact infinitely strong. So sometimes these difficult things pile up in one's life. And one says, how can this continue to pile up? Sometimes even a victim part of the self says, what did I do to deserve this? We all identify with this. Anybody who has been human identifies with this. Well, in fact, you are the source of love. So what you did to deserve it was you chose as goddess and God, as a portion of divine intelligence, divine consciousness, the creator consciousness itself. You chose to incarnate in order to learn what love is, how to be powerful through being loving. Now, when you are not in a body, you know. There is a transition time after you die where you have to wake up to your soul's breadth and scope. And that wisdom and reconnect, you know, where you shed the attachment to personality aspects. But between lives in general, you know exactly who you are. You are the source of love. You are the creator energy. You are it. You and everyone you know are it. So you have come here to learn how to recapture the ability to be powerful through generating loving states. Now, one note on this we want to share with you. We're talking about the heart, we're talking about interacting with the world through the lens of the heart, we're talking about the simple circuit sensing the world around you and deciding if it's right for you or not. Never do we want your heart to go out to anyone. Be the source of love. Actually, that will lead you to carrying with you a field of love that others will benefit from, but don't send all of your power out. Be power, and you will affect the world around you in wonderful ways. You will inspire other people to do the same for themselves, especially if a person has the vocabulary that we are providing for you today in this teaching. Being the source of love changes the world. Having your heart go out to somebody drains you and robs you of your life force. So, the last part of the call now. Put your attention back on these cords, please, from above and below, breathing all this energy in and then out through your heart chakra, relaxing your heart chakra open even more if it's possible. It is. Trust me, it is. Now, one more round. All energies that do not belong to you, send them down through these cords into the earth and thank the earth for receiving it. All energies, attitudes, beliefs, all emotions, all bits of other people's anger and grief and sadness and despair, down into the earth. It's not yours. And now for the last bit of this. Call back to you all that does belong to you, that has been loaned out, that leaves you feeling on edge, as in not safe, as in anxious, or deflated, as in powerless, as in half-lifeless, as in depressed. Call back everything that belongs to you. Draw it back into your field. Say, everything I've loaned out to others, I call back to myself. All energies that I may have shared with others to help them, I call back to myself in the spirit of being whole and being who I am and doing what I came here to do. All energies I gave others because I didn't feel strong enough to remain intact. I call all of it back because I am strong enough. I am Goddess and God incarnate. I am strong enough. I'm a portion of divine intelligence, learning through the lens of a foggy kind of thing sometimes, but I am strong enough. I'm willing to find out that I'm strong enough. Everything I gave or loaned or forfeited or lost to others because I felt they were stronger and they wanted it, I call that back to me now. It's mine. Thanks for holding it as an echo or a reflection for me to learn about my own strength and my own sense of choosing to be strong and be loving. I call all of that back with gratitude. Thanks for playing. Thanks for showing me that I may surrender some energy sometimes. Thanks for showing me and reflecting to me and teaching me that I am in process and learning about how to be loving toward myself and therefore the rest of creation. Calling everything back that belongs to you. Focus for a moment on the people you see on a daily basis. Calling back all the energy that you may have lost, surrendered, or forfeited, or loaned to them. Some of you will find that you had perceived yourself to be too dynamic for the people you spend time with, and you may have let parts of yourself go, or surrendered them, or put them in little boxes, because others might not be able to keep up with you. Well, maybe you're here to inspire people to get going, to be more whole, to be more active, something like this, to be more inspired about life. Call all of it back to you. Open these boxes. Take apart these shelves. Integrate all of this energy. Call it back to you. Now, put the attention back on these cords into the earth, and I want you to cultivate a receptivity to receiving all of this energy that's coming back to you right now. Deciding to be whole, deciding that you need all of your energies to become the source of love. You may feel different parts of your body activated as energy kind of, quote-unquote, comes in from different places. You may feel warmth. You may feel chills. You may feel a wave of energy that feels like a chill, but perhaps isn't cold. But things coming back to you tend to make you feel a little warmer. Now, from family that you may not see every day in this life, call back everything that you loaned, forfeited, or lost in their direction because of any of the reasons we outlined above, whichever one might have stood out to you. Call all of it back to yourself with gratitude, saying, thanks for playing. Thanks for being teachers for me to show me about how I run my energy field. Thanks for participating with me in this long-term human laboratory of learning about what love is, where it comes from, and who's responsible for giving it to whom. Announce that you've decided to become the source of love for yourself in your world. And these energies are the currency of power to help you make this choice on a consistent daily basis, to become the source of love for yourself, to pull yourself out of an anxious state, a depressive state, to know that you are safe. You need all of your energies called back to you. So, state that that is what's happening. You are calling all of your energies back to you, drawing them into you, allowing that they will get to know each other. They will affect your field in different ways. We will explain at the very end of this call what to expect coming in the next few days or weeks after you hear this recording or do this today. Because anytime your energy field changes, your physical body will change as well. Your physical body has to adapt. It cannot help but change in the contours of your energy field. Now we're going to begin smoothing out your energy field since we did some work here and there. Please do a gentle, easy scan of your body. Be aware of what it feels like in different parts of your body. can start anywhere you'd like. You don't have to go in order. Just be aware of what's happening in your body. Perhaps an arm or a leg or a shoulder seeming to speak or talk or have a something. Perhaps the introduction of comfort after discomfort, or discomfort instead of comfort. But something. And make the decision that you are willing to integrate all these messages, and that you are strong enough to deal with whatever emotions may come up in your life. And understand your body tells you about your emotions all the time. Now, decide that you are safe in your body, and that you are willing to learn about your experience and your energy field, your consciousness, and your relationships, and your work, and your creativity through the messages that your body gives you, knowing that you are safe. When your body speaks, it can induce fear, can make one feel powerless. Decide that you are willing to interpret the messages and to become aware of the subtle emotional cues that are manifesting in your body. May not be clear how to do this yet, but make that decision. You will be guided to the right resources of how to interpret things, how to understand what your body is saying. Now I would like for you to put your attention on the cords from the bottom part of your field, from the bottoms of your feet and your root chakra. Just leave the cord to the cosmos where it is. Just gently leaving it where it is, letting it stay in place. Put your attention back on the cord below. The cords below. Now breathing in this energy, this slowing down energy, this calming energy. Breathing this in. Letting it fill your entire body from bottom to top. Putting your attention again on the fact that the earth itself is a conscious being. And the earth will support you and provide an anchor for you. And the earth is willing to be there for you, to have you rely on it, to adapt your consciousness, to stay in your body, to make peace with what's happening in your body, to improve your quality of life. To aid you in this powerful decision, this empowering choice that you are safe. The earth will always say, yes, you are right. When you find your mind racing, when you find your mind perhaps not fast, but cycling through the same thoughts, return to the energy of the earth. Breathe it into your body. And thank the earth, this portion of divine consciousness that has agreed to be there for you. This is your ally and your friend, your parent. People have this phrase, Mother Earth. This is true. Now, one last round. Any debris that has happened, any debris that has come up for you, send it down to the earth and be grateful to the earth. Thank the earth. Decide that you are safe. And decide that you are willing to become the source of love, and you are willing to figure out everything it takes to get there. Now, in parting, I want to say one thing to you about your body and how it may be affected over the following few days. Again, the body will react to the energy field. And wherever the most energy has been flowing in you, you will have known this by at this point. You will have felt these tingles or chills or discomfort or an ache or heat or cold or something. A wash of loving golden white energy. Anything that you have noticed in your body is energy field changes. In that part of your body, over the following few days, you may notice changes. Decide that you are safe. Do not freak out. Decide that you are fine, you are safe. And again, make a commitment to interpret these messages of the body. Gestural things are very important. Like if you have a shoulder issue, perhaps it's about reaching for something or not reaching. If you have a problem with your hand, perhaps it's about what you've chosen, you've gripped, or you have failed to choose, pick up. Something like this. And then, of course, the chakra system. Let's say that your throat, you lose your voice or something. Not terrible, but like you have a frog in your throat or something. Perhaps something needs to be said. Perhaps something about your personal power being aligned with truth. The fifth chakra issue would be. So it's important for you to learn these things. And I want you to encourage you that if there is any discomfort, I do not say this to be a negative or to plant a seed in your mind. I want you to watch your body and be aware of it. And drink plenty of water. Energy work alters the hydration in your body, which will alter how your brain works, which will alter how secure you feel in making the right decision. So plenty of water, plenty of sleep and rest. And all the choices that you make for yourself, notice, are they generated from a loving place where I feel open about this? Or are they generated from a place that makes me want to close down and judge myself or judge something? And always edge toward the one that makes you feel open and loving. We've come to the end of our time together today. Thank you for your time and attention. Thank you for participating with us in this endeavor. And we will speak to you soon. Take care of yourself and be well.